Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We first need to get the carbon out of the coal and into a usable form. One way to do this is by burning the coal, which converts the carbon within to carbon dioxide. Around 70% of the weight of a lump of coal is carbon that we can access this way, according to the Environment Agency. So, if you take a lump of coal destined for the fireplace that weighs around 20 grams, 14 grams of that weight is carbon atoms. This means that if we completely burned the lump of coal and captured all of the carbon dioxide emitted, it would contain 14 grams of carbon that we could potentially use to make a diamond. Scientists have managed to grow diamonds in a lab using a mixture of carbon dioxide gas and hydrogen, along with some very high temperatures, via a process known as chemical vapor deposition. This process allows deposition of carbon atoms on the surface of a very small existing diamond, increasing its size. If we used our captured carbon dioxide from the coal and successfully added every single one of the carbon atoms to our starter diamond, it would give you 4 cubic centimetres of diamond. That's just over 3/4 of a teaspoon. And that would be about a 70-carat diamond. Unfortunately, this all assumes 100% efficiency at all stages, which is pretty far from reality. So capturing the carbon dioxide from your fire probably isn't the future of diamond mining.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.